The courageous brain is about our willingness to take responsibility for our actions and is moulded by our experience of being blamed for mistakes as we grow up. Imagine a situation where a four-year-old boy drops a cup in front of you and it smashes on the floor. It's normal for all children to explore the difference between truth and reality, and in all likelihood the child will immediately declare, "It wasn't me." Now, you know it was him, and he knows it was him. The fib is obvious and exploratory. There may be a short moment of frustration, but quickly enough all is forgiven and the event blows over. But if the accident catches you at a stressful moment, then the response might be a more angry outburst, which may even reduce the child to tears. As a one-off, this isn't likely to matter too much, but if every mistake is repeatedly met with an angry or intimidating response, the child may grow up overly worried about the consequences of their actions. The next time they break something, they're likely to think, "Well, I know how much trouble I'm going to get into now, so instead of saying anything, I'll hide the broken bits under a cushion and it'll be as if it never happened." A behaviour pattern which is perpetuated into later life. As an adult, if we drop a plate, we might blame the plate, or the plate manufacturers, or the government behind the company which didn't regulate plate standards sufficiently. But the less courageous brain can never actually be seen to drop a plate, real or metaphorical, so we'll try to hide any broken fragments. Or if someone tries to commiserate over broken shards, they will withdraw. There is sensitivity to criticism of any kind, including even the benign, caring concern of friends and family, and they will strive to make sure that people important to them do not see their flaws or errors. From time to time, many of us fear that we may be found wanting in some respect. Perhaps we're not good enough at our job, or maybe not attractive enough, or clever enough, and we develop coping mechanisms to make ourselves appear more adequate. But for the less courageous brain, there is a need to hide these inadequacies and avoid being found out at all costs, which can restrict the potential for personal growth. In a work setting, the trait can lead to an extremely diligent employee who is meticulous about dotting every I and crossing every T in an effort to avoid making mistakes. But the reluctance to openly acknowledge mistakes, even where they are genuine, may also carry considerable risk. For example, the health worker who might fail to acknowledge an error that has occurred in treatment of his patients, or in the building contractor who fails to report an error in fireproofing the building, or the pharmaceutical company worker who fails to acknowledge a potential problem with a drug. This is one of the brain markers where it is much harder to have insight and self-awareness, so where there's a tendency to try and be perfect, it will be important to check in regularly and remind yourself that making mistakes and performing less than perfectly is part of being human.